Lesson 1. Heights. I was pleased when I first arrived in Japan and found that I had grown during the journey here by about 20 centimeters. What I mean is that in England, I was only just above the average height. That made me tall enough to become a policeman. So if I couldn't find any other employment, I always had something to fall back on. Now that I was living in Japan, I was taking the crowded trains in the mornings. But unlike most of my foreigner friends, I enjoyed it. In Japan, I was suddenly a lot taller than most other people. That's right. I was looking down on everyone. From my viewpoint, the train car was a long sea of black hair. My new status of being taller than most people did come at a price, however. Doors were usually too low for me, and I lost count of how many times I came into painful contact with them. Shopping for clothes also proved to be a problem. The shirts pinched my armpits, and I gave up trying to fasten the cuff buttons. In winter, I always had cold feet at night, since the bedding was designed for the average Japanese person. Not surprisingly, I was beginning to regret my height. The rest of the story is probably not news to you. Today, the young generation has shot up alarmingly, so that now I am actually below average. Today's youth would never have fitted into yesterday's compact automobiles. There was no headroom and no legroom, so that putting on the brake required difficult contortions from the driver, which is not good if you need to stop in a hurry. In the 1970s, when many Japanese people were buying their first family car, there was nowhere to drive. One answer was to go up, and that's why there are so many mountain roads. But the thing is, there's little to see at the top except for a car park and maybe an abandoned restaurant. People today are still going upwards, however. There is a rush to build skyscrapers, and, unlike in England, Japanese people love to live in high-rise apartments. Do you think that is a wise thing to do in an earthquake-prone country?